USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is fighting inflation. Fed Chair Jerome Powell boosting interest rates by a half a percentage point, the biggest hike in 22 years. Powell saying inflation is too high and must come down. President Joe Biden says a tax proposal from Republican Senator Rick Scott could see the end of Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. The Republican senator from Florida tells Fox News that his plan is not to get rid of those programs. It's to fix them before they go bankrupt.
Let's fix these programs so they last. People paid into these programs. They paid into Medicare. They paid into Social Security. What the Democrats are doing or what Joe Biden is doing, he just keeps passing the buck and watching these plans go bankrupt.
Senator Scott's proposal would sunset all federal legislation in 5 years unless Congress votes to pass it again. USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn-Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project's purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away vets who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects by playing in their annual golf tournament June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help vets and horses. 100%. Government does very little for our vets. It's up to us, freedom-loving patriots, to make it happen. Help support this great organization and enjoy a great day of golf. Register today at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com. June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com.
A comedian was assaulted while performing on stage.
An audience member who had a knife is in custody after he tackled comedian Dave Chappelle Tuesday night at the Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles, California. Dave was thankful Jamie Foxx was backstage.
Whenever you were in trouble, Jamie Foxx would show up with a sheriff's hat.
Dave's act had just finished and he was exiting the stage when a male member jumped up and came at him. Dave seems to be fine, and the unidentified 23-year-old was taken away in an ambulance. It's not clear at this time if Chappelle will file a police complaint against the suspect. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Education Department is forgiving the student loan debt of more than 100,000 people through the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Waiver. The amount forgiven totaled around $6.8 billion. The average amount of debt reduction per borrower is around $60,000. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
President Biden says the Treasury Department plans to pay down the national debt for the first time since 2016. The president also claims that Republicans are pushing an extreme tax agenda, citing one proposal from Republican Senator Rick Scott.
Senator Rick Scott of Florida, United States Senator, who's leading the Republican National Senatorial Campaign Committee, released what he calls the ultra-mega agenda. It's a mega agenda, all right. Let me tell you about this ultra-MAGA agenda. It's extreme, as most MAGA things are. It will actually raise taxes on 75 million American families.
Senator Scott on Fox News reacts to the president ripping his proposal.
First off, almost every sentence was a complete lie. First off, let's think about what he did. He never talked about inflation. You know, since he's been in office, inflation is 8.5%. We just had a negative GDP down 1.4%. So you see people that are struggling all across this country. Now, with regard to, there's a complete difference between my view of the world and his view of the world. I'm the biggest tax cutter probably in the Senate right now, or even up here. I cut taxes 100 times. Since Joe Biden got into politics, think of what's happened. Taxes have gone up on Americans constantly. On top of that, he's taken the debt of this country from under $1 trillion to $30 trillion. And his plan that he put out will take the debt of this country to $45 trillion.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.